Chapter 1. At Garden Court. It was 4 o'clock on a splendid summer afternoon. Tea was being served on the lawn of Garden Court, a large, old English country house. Mr. Touchett, the owner of the house, was an American banker who had come to England 30 years before. He now sat by the tea table. A beautiful collie dog lay on the grass near his chair. Mr. Touchett's son, Ralph, was walking on the grass with another young man, talking and smoking. Ralph's companion was obviously an Englishman. He was healthy and handsome, elegant and prosperous, with a fine beard and lively grey eyes. Ralph himself, by contrast, was tall, thin and unhealthy-looking. He had an ugly face that showed signs of illness, but his expression was attractive. He looked clever and ill. Not a good combination. A small terrier walked beside him. Even though Mr. Touchett had been in England for 30 years, he had remained completely American. He had wanted his son to grow up American too, and so had sent him to an American school and university. After Harvard, Ralph had spent 3 years at Oxford, where some said that he had great talents. He then spent 3 years travelling. Mr. Touchett wanted Ralph to work in the bank. Ralph did not like the idea, but after returning from his travels, he did so to please his father. 18 months later, he became seriously ill. He got a bad cold which infected his lungs. He had to stop work and to spend the winters away from England.